What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 3rd. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. It's been a very, very busy news day, and we've got the lovely lady Claire joining us in hour number two. So we're going to do news as much as we can, then we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit, let you get some calls in here, and Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Taliban co-founder Mullah Baradar is going to be named the new head of the new government of Afghanistan. That was announced earlier today. And so they're getting down to business and getting everything taken care of. Another story, we talked about this yesterday. This is coming from Involve. Biden's own staffers, note the plural, are now trashing Joe over his disgusting botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. And we talked about how one had gone leaking yesterday. Apparently more are doing that. They're just absolutely disgusted with what's going on. And again, nobody is arguing with getting out of Afghanistan. It's how it was done that everybody is really angry with. Wayne Dupree is out there saying Biden's abandonment of Americans in Afghanistan is unforgivable and must never be forgotten. And somehow I don't think it will be. Anyway, over at CNN, Don Lemon is still trying to soften the blow and protect Joe Biden, saying, well, you know, we really don't know that we've left anybody behind in Afghanistan. And really, until we know for certain, we ought to just go easy, which is why CNN is losing viewership like crazy here. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is saying it cannot dispute a claim that a U.S. drone strike intended on a suspected suicide bomber missed its target and hit a house, resulting in a number of civilian deaths, including children. It was 10 members of one family, and the Pentagon said they were targeting a vehicle. Witnesses on the ground are saying that the drone missed the vehicle entirely and hit the residential unit. A lot of people are still talking about that transcript that surfaced between Joe Biden and former Afghan President Ghani, in which Biden told Ghani to lie and tell the world, you know, that the Taliban wasn't winning and everything was going great. GOP Representative Kustoff is saying this transcript shows Biden did know exactly what the situation was in Afghanistan and cared more about perception over lives. Now, remember, Biden's been out there. He did on his speech earlier in the week about we had no idea it was going to happen this fast. And obviously, again, he lied. Kayleigh McEnany is out there saying it's time to impeach Joe Biden for asking the president of Afghanistan to lie. And I would be in agreement with that. I don't know about you. I am sick and tired of all the lies. I really, really am. I'm sick and tired of corporate media. The only thing you can rely on from the corporate media is the weather and the sports scores, and they're not even that good on the weather. So, which, of course, is why Republic Broadcasting is doing what it's doing. A very alarming story coming out of Capital Journal saying that the Taliban is ready to allow Americans to leave Afghanistan, but it is the State Department that is blocking the flights. So there are Americans with blue passports ready to leave Afghanistan. The Taliban will allow the landing. It is the U.S. Department of State that is blocking the flights. Now, Rick Clay's team has three jets standing by. And the State Department is basically saying, no, you really can't go on in there. And so I don't know what's going on, but this is definitely, I mean, Biden could not have messed this up worse if he had wanted to. Anyway, Oliver North is out there saying that all the weapons and equipment abandoned in Afghanistan will be reverse engineered in China and used against us. Somehow I doubt it. I think the Chinese are going to get their hands on that equipment, open it up and say, what a piece of junk. You know, they actually paid for this. Now, there is an unconfirmed report, and I stress it is unconfirmed, that some of the military equipment abandoned by the United States in Afghanistan is already inside Iran. And I want to stress that this is unconfirmed. It was some images posted to social media, and it may be true. Or it may be a pretext to start bombing Iran and get another war going. The thinking in Washington, D.C. may be the fastest way to get us to forget about the disaster in Afghanistan is to start a fresh disaster somewhere else. Iran, China, Russia, Liechtenstein, who really knows here? Now, this story is a little bit sick. This is coming out of WikiLeaks. And they have disclosed that Sweden's armed forces wanted to use the Afghanistan war as an advertisement for its Saab Gripen fighter jets. They wanted to send them on in there and bomb the heck out of the place so they could tell the world these aircraft had combat experience and they had done very well. This happened back in 2008. It's just now surfacing, and it does show you just how cynical those who profit from war can be. They were going to go on in and blow a bunch of people up to try and boost sales of this aircraft. Now, Joe Biden, according to an article out of Russia Today, Joe Biden wants an end to U.S. foreign interventions, but the multi-billion-dollar death and destruction industry still has him in its grip. What they're talking about, of course, is the military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address. And he had another very famous speech called the Cross of Iron speech, and I want to read you an excerpt from it because it has meaning right now. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. And Eisenhower, what wise words he had, and more people should have listened to him in his farewell address where he talked about that military-industrial complex. See, it's interesting. Eisenhower turned out to be one of the most anti-war presidents this nation ever had because he had seen war up close and personal. You know, as commander of the Allied forces in Europe, he had just seen it all. Firsthand, and he knew how evil and ugly it really was. And as president, he surprised a lot of people. You know, the military thought, oh, he's going to come on in and he's going to say, let's go, let's have more wars. And he went the other way and said, it's time to tap this down here. Meanwhile, getting on back to our current president, Joe Biden's approval level has entered dangerous territory. And in the approval ratings graph, if you would, there is something called the Mendoza line that represents a normal approval rating for midterm with perhaps no Senate losses and low double-digit House losses. Democrats across the country are really beginning to worry that absent massive election fraud, they are definitely going to be shown the door in 2022 by a very angry electorate. And again, you know, Democrats love to cheat and steal elections. They're going to do it for Gavin Newsom out there. So the latest NPR poll has Joe Biden at 43%, but that's only because of a 7+7 Democrat advantage. The Democratic voters are still out there saying we have to support our Democratic president no matter how much of an idiot he really is. Alrighty, now then, again from Russia Today, they're talking about how Joe Biden keeps talking about his son Beau's death, and it shows he is out of touch with the consequences of his decisions as commander-in-chief. Now, 6 years ago, Beau Biden died of brain cancer. And since then, his honorable but rather mundane service in the Delaware National Guard has been transformed by his father and the corporate media into a myth, which frankly real combat veterans find kind of insulting. And when Joe Biden was meeting with the Gold Star families, he kept bringing up Beau Biden. And frankly, it angered them to the point where some just walked out and said, we didn't come here to hear about Joe Biden's son. We wanted them to talk about our children. Down in Sky News, they're out there saying there's an awful lot of Biden regret out there. And I think that's true. And, you know, it's even worse when you begin to realize Biden did steal that election, or it was stolen for him, to be more accurate here. And Biden got caught in another whopper. And he was basically out there telling Jewish leaders yesterday that after the tragic shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, he went to visit them. The synagogue issued a statement saying, no, he never visited us. He never showed up. It's another lie or another fantasy. I don't know. Maybe Biden's dementia has reached the point where he no longer can tell the difference between his own fantasies and reality. And that is really dangerous for a guy who is one of the two people needed to launch nuclear weapons. Now, the Texas abortion law is still making big news, and they are fanning it up, hoping it will distract us all from Afghanistan. No way, but we are going to talk about it a little bit. The liberal Supreme Court justices basically are out there attacking their colleagues for what they describe as a flagrantly unconstitutional decision not to challenge the Texas abortion ban. Biden calls it an insult to the rule of law. No, that Texas abortion ban is the law. And there is, in fact, nothing in the Constitution guaranteeing a right to an abortion. Okay, that's just the reality here. Now, Republicans are accusing Biden and Pelosi of an abuse of power for trying to use the federal government and Congress to undermine the Supreme Court's Texas abortion law decision. Violations the separation of powers doctrine. Nancy Pelosi says she will push a bill to ban all states from enacting restrictive abortion laws following the Supreme Court decision on Texas. So Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, now thinks that she is above the United States Supreme Court in determining what the law of the land is. So Nancy Pelosi has announced they're going to bring a bill to the floor of Congress to what she describes as codify Roe versus Wade. Well, Roe versus Wade was a Supreme Court decision which has been relied on to allow women to have abortions. And if they just had the abortions in a prudent and timely manner, nobody would have complained. But remember last year we had people like Hillary Clinton saying women should be able to abort their babies right up to the moment of birth. And that really alarmed a lot of people. And again, raised the question, when does a fetus become a human being? And I think that six-week limit is a reasonable compromise between those who want abortions to be available and those who think abortions are morally wrong. So she's going to try and bring up Roe versus Wade. I doubt she's going to try and make it a constitutional amendment. I don't think she could get it through the necessary three-quarters states to ratify. Meanwhile, and this is something I didn't agree with Texas doing, they set up this anonymous tip line to report abortions and doctors performing abortions after 6 weeks, and it is being spammed by pro-choice activists with pornography, fake complaints, all kinds of obscenities, and this snitch culture we're being dropped into, I really do not agree with, not one tiny bit. Alrighty, now Texas has set the example, and now Florida and South Carolina may follow Texas' lead on a fetal heartbeat abortion law. And so that would be a very good thing. And again, I don't think it's unreasonable to limit abortions to 6 weeks. If you have been raped, if you are the victim of incest, you certainly know what happened. No question. Go to the doctor. Get tested. If you are, in fact, pregnant, get the abortion within that 6 weeks window. I think this idea of allowing abortion right up to the moment of birth is really being sold as a retroactive form of birth control for people who really don't want to admit they're that kind of person and don't take precautions. They aren't prepared for when their hormones kick in and they decide to do the nasty here. Getting into other news, moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has basically thrown a monkey wrench into the Democrats' proposed $3.5 trillion spending plan. And Manchin said this week that runaway inflation and uncertainty over the Afghanistan fueled national security risks warrants slowing down and possibly rethinking the plan before we are simply plunged into more and more debt. Now, there's an interesting story that came out of Global Research, and it's basically reporting that new evidence has surfaced implicating the CIA, the LAPD, the FBI, and the mafia as plotters in the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. They did not want him reaching the White House because if he'd become president, he would have had all the power and authority he needed to go back in and look at the assassination of his brother, John F. Kennedy. And I mean, there's all kinds of things wrong with that that official story. Anyway, there were the audio recording of the event recorded 15 gunshots. Sirhan Sirhan's gun only held 8 rounds. Sirhan Sirhan was in front of Robert Kennedy. The shot that killed him to the head came from behind, and just all kinds of things like that. Evidence like wall panels with bullet holes disappeared. There was a high schooler, I forget his name. He was in the pantry, and he took the only known photos during the actual assassination. And, of course, the police confiscated his negatives. And then years later, he wanted to get them back because they were obviously going to be of immense value to license out for history books and magazines doing lookbacks. And the LAPD said, well, we're sorry, we lost all your film. So this photographer sued California for the estimated value of what those negatives would be worth. And then miracle of miracles, somebody in Sacramento said, oh, I know where those negatives are. Here they are. And they gave them to a courier and put them on a flight to Los Angeles. And the courier got a rental car at Los Angeles Airport and started to drive to where he was going to turn the negatives over when all of a sudden his tire went flat. And he stopped at a service station, and it turned out the tire had been slashed. And this courier, and we don't know why, decided to go to the bathroom, leaving the briefcase with the negatives on the seat of the open car. And, of course, you know how this story ends. He came on back. The briefcase was gone. End of story. So anyway, so I'm glad they finally are thinking about letting Sirhan Sirhan out. He still insists he doesn't remember anything from that night. And up at the top of my site in that little gray box of permanent articles, there's one labeled simply RFK, and it shows how this LAPD Sergeant Hernandez, who was rumored to have connections to CIA, there's an actual recording of him trying to browbeat a witness, Susan Serrano, into retracting her claim that she had seen Sirhan Sirhan in the company of a woman in a polka dot dress. Anyway, so we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep on doing what we're doing in these crazy and historic times. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include your return address, and if it's the t-shirt you want, we need your t-shirt size. All right, getting on back to politics. Professor David Clements was on the Pete Santilli show with an update on the Maricopa audit, and I know it's all very frustrating how long this is taking. Part of that report has gone to the Arizona Senate. We're waiting for the rest of the staff at Cyber Ninjas to get over their COVID or whatever it is they've been dosed with, and the rest of the report will go there. The Senate is going to go through it and make sure that it is accurate and all the I's are dotted and the T's crossed, and then it will be made public. But Professor David Clements describes it as far worse than anything I could have imagined. It is terrible. Okay, now a little bit of news coming on out from Georgia. Investigators have reported that 240 leftist operatives in Georgia were dumping thousands of ballots from backpacks into those drop boxes in the middle of the night. And even better, they have video of it. According to John Frederick, state officials now have video of 240 leftist operatives he called ballot traffickers dumping tens of thousands of ballots into drop boxes in the middle of the night in locations all across Georgia. And by the way, ballot harvesting is not legal in Georgia. Pennsylvania Senator Cormann is calling for hearings next week on election fraud in the Keystone State. The hue and cry for an audit in that state continues to grow as well. And more individuals and counties are calling for a full forensic audit up in Wisconsin. So this is continuing to build. And, you know, the American people, if they aren't angry, they ought to be. If you can look at all this evidence of election fraud, know that the White House was stolen, and especially look at what that White House has done to this country over the last 7 months. If you're not angry, there is something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. Getting into COVID-19, the World Health Organization is now investigating the Mu coronavirus variant as a variant of interest, which I suspect means they figure they can make a lot of money off of it. Anthony Fauci says he's hoping to get emergency use authorization to vaccinate children under 12 in the coming weeks. He's also saying that vaccines for COVID are basically going to be a subscription, where you get a new shot every 8 months for the rest of your life. Now, over at the CDC, they have a study estimating that over 80% of Americans are now protected from COVID-19 through either being vaccinated or having had the illness and recovering from it. In fact, the number is 83% age 16 and up is protected. That, of course, is predicated on the assumption that the COVID vaccines are actually protecting them, and there is reason to doubt that here. Story coming on out of Global Research. As of August 15th of this year, 68% of COVID patients admitted to the hospital in the UK over the age of 50 had received one or two doses of the COVID injections. What I said about, you know, the vaccines don't seem to be working here. And 59% of the serious cases in Israel were also among the double vaxxed there as well. So there's an obvious logical conclusion there that nobody wants to look at. Okay, and New York has now abolished the religious exemption for the COVID vaccine mandate. So you can't go in and say, well, God told me I'm not supposed to get this shot. Well, not going to work. Definitely not going to work. Also, they're not accepting mask exemptions or vaccine objections from chiropractors either. That they're not considered real doctors, obviously. Although I've always had a very positive experience with them. Anyway, while we continue to see more and more evidence that the vaccines are not working as promised, ivermectin continues to work. The secret is getting out. And the corporate media is out there saying, oh, it's bad, it's horse pills, it's terrible. The FDA approved ivermectin for human use back in 1996. So keep that in mind. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower.
And welcome back to our show here. And let's see, we're talking about COVID-19. And interestingly enough, the CDC's own reports are saying that ivermectin is safe, regularly used, and recommended. And they basically, these recommendations are mostly for overseas sites because they can't make vaccine money off of them. But they're talking about, presumptive therapy with ivermectin, two doses, 200 micrograms orally, once a day for 2 days. Before departure to the United States. So even the CDC is saying, yeah, it's really okay. And the only reason it's being blocked in this country is because a single cure is not as profitable as selling you a vaccine shot every 8 months for the rest of your life. Anyway, another little article here. This is coming out of UNS.com reporting that ivermectin has been very successful against COVID in Africa. All righty. So I guess Anthony Fauci is going to say, well, ivermectin works on Africans. It just doesn't work on you Americans. Anyway, we've been talking about how Japan has pulled huge numbers of vaccine vials off the shelves after finding them contaminated with all kinds of particulates. They're starting to analyze it, and what they're finding is very finely ground stainless steel and rubber in these vials, which sounds to me like one of the machines that is being used to process and package the vaccines has a problem, and nobody really caught it. So there's definitely some quality control problems there. Down in Australia, things are getting very, very tyrannical. Right now, there's door-to-door medical kidnappings happening. There was an Australian man in good health, was taken from his home by coronavirus first responders and taken to one of their new quarantine camps because supposedly he tested positive for the Chinese virus. Now, the man is obviously not sick. He works out at a gym for several hours a day and was basically hauled off on the basis of a COVID test. And we know those tests are faulty. They have false positives. Australia is now ordering all of their citizens to download a new app to their phones. And basically, it continually tracks where the Australian citizens are, or subjects, I guess. And they randomly will send you a text message saying, you have 15 minutes to take a picture of your face and send it back to the government to prove that you are where you say you were going to be. And that really has a lot of people upset about that. Meanwhile, over in New Zealand, they have recorded their first Pfizer vaccine-linked death. And this happened in a woman. She suffered a heart muscle inflammation as a side effect. And meanwhile, over in Italy, they have developed a drone that will fly over the beaches there with an infrared scanner looking for anybody who appears to be running a fever, at which point the Italian COVID police will come on in and give them what for. Now, we have been seeing a lot of articles attacking and smearing people who are basically talking about vaccine safety and so on. And it turns out a lot of that information came from the Center for Countering Digital Hate. And they published reports including the Anti-Vax Playbook, the Disinformation Dozen, and Disinformation Dozen, the sequel. And it's a one-man shop. The guy, Imran Ahmed, is an unregistered foreign agent, and he's out there claiming that certain people are influential anti-vaxxers in the U.S. and ought to be shunned by all right-thinking people. And unfortunately, the Chicago Tribune, among others, picked up some of the reports coming from this individual and carried them as factual news. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about this diner down in Florida that posted a note saying that if you support Joe Biden and his Afghan withdrawal, you are not welcome here. And that diner has now closed, not because of any legal action. They had so many customers show up, they literally ran out of food. And they're not going to be able to reopen until they can get some more delivery trucks to get on in there. And anyway, getting on back to the medical stuff here, we mentioned this yesterday. Purdue Pharmaceuticals is officially dissolved. The Sacklers are paying $4.5 billion to settle the opioid claims. And again, that's something you need to keep in mind when anybody says those pharmaceutical companies only care about your health. No, they don't. That's like saying the defense contractors care about world peace. It's absurd here. Now, getting on back to the FDA, and remember, the FDA has approved a lot of drugs that wound up having to be pulled off the market when disastrous side effects showed up. The FDA even approved thalidomide, thankfully not for pregnant women in this country. So, FDA approval does not mean safe. So anyway, the House is looking into the FDA's approval of the Alzheimer's drug Aduhelm, because anomalies were found in the process, meaning the paperwork, by which the drug was given approval. So it looks like somebody cut corners and, expedited the approval of this medication. Turning to the international news, Ukraine's drive to join the U.S.-led NATO bloc and bring Western forces even closer to the Russian border presents serious security risks. This is coming from Dmitry Peskov, the presidential spokesman, and he's saying, yeah. Now, remember when the Soviet Union collapsed and they were very, very nervous? NATO promised they were not going to get any closer to Russia. They were going to stop at NATO's existing border, which was the eastern border of Germany. They didn't keep that promise. They've been gobbling up country after country after country, and Russia is understandably concerned about the pattern here. Down in Kashmir, they are under lockdown. It's a security lockdown and a near-total communications blackout for a second day after the death of Syed Ali Gilani, a top resistance leader who became the emblem of the region's defiance against New Delhi. Now, he died at age 91 late Wednesday, and the ensuing crackdown on public movement highlighted the turmoil seething just below the surface in the Himalayan region. And wearing flak jackets and riot gear, armed police and paramilitary soldiers patrolled streets in Srinagar, the region's main city, and ordered residents to stay indoors. Srinagar is a very interesting city for a lot of reasons here. And apparently during their recent meeting at the White House, President Biden renewed their agreement on Israel's secret nuclear weapons program with Naftali Bennett. And, people are pointing out, we executed people for giving the bomb to the Soviets, but Israel got a few $1 trillion in aid money after stealing the designs and even some of the fissionable materials from here in the United States to build their nuclear bomb. A lot of people think that Kennedy's opposition to allowing Israel to get nuclear weapons may have also been a factor in his assassination. Now, you've been hearing a lot about these amazing laser weapons, like the 50-kilowatt laser module, which unfortunately broke out in fire and cooked itself. But the House Armed Services Committee adopted an amendment to its markup of the fiscal 2022 defense policy bill that would make the Pentagon report on its investment strategy for developing power and thermal management systems to make those laser weapons work. I mean, they work in theory, and they certainly work in the laboratory tests, but getting them to operate out in real-world conditions has not been very successful. Something else that is gone through the House Armed Services Committee as part of the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act is an amendment requiring women to register for the military draft. A lot of people are very upset about that, including yours truly. And we're not here to say that women can't serve in combat. But the idea is when the war is over and you're trying to rebuild your population, you know, those women are a precious commodity. And I hate to put it like that, but if we lose a bunch of them in the middle of a war, we're going to be at a disadvantage once that war is over in terms of rebuilding our population. Getting into the economic, and I know I'm going to get hate mail for that one. Getting into the economic news, the Bureau of Labor Statistics job report for August came out today, and it was way, way below expectations. The economy added 235,000 jobs, about a half million fewer than expected. And they're out there saying, oh, it's COVID, it's this, it's China, it's Trump. And no, maybe the economy just isn't really working. Now, as of September 6th, which is going to be next Monday, 7.5 million people will lose their unemployment benefits. And of course, we have that eviction moratorium that is starting to expire. They're extending it in some states. It's not a solution. They're just kicking the can down the road. It's not a solution. You know, you can keep those renters and homeowners in their homes, but in so doing, you're going to bankrupt the mortgage companies and the landlords that own that property. And, you know, the end result is going to be the big banks are going to come in and buy up all that real estate for pennies on the dollar. And private home ownership is going to become a thing of the past. Okay, Jim Himes, he's a Democrat from Connecticut. He chairs the House Financial Services Committee, Subcommittee on National Security, International Development, and Monetary Policy. That subcommittee has just announced a hearing slated for September 23rd titled Lending in a Crisis, Reviewing the Federal Reserve's Emergency Lending Powers During the Pandemic and Examining Proposals to Address Future Economic Crisis. Boy, they're long-winded over there in Washington, D.C. And there are reasons to be very nervous about what's going on in this hearing because Jim Himes is a 12-year veteran of Goldman Sachs. And second, he lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, the enclave of hedge fund billionaires. And six of his top 10 donors over his career in Congress are the major banks on Wall Street. Righty. German investors are loading up on gold out of their concern over coming inflation. And so they're buying gold, which is a good thing to be doing right now. Israel has inaugurated the Chinese-run Haifa port terminal. And it's a new port terminal in Haifa Bay, the first of two recently built private terminals that will fuel competition, decrease import costs, and present a boom for the Israeli economy. And China's state-owned Shanghai International Port Group won the tender to operate the commercial shipping facility for 25 years. And meanwhile, China's doing really good here. The Taliban is going to actively support the Belt and Road Plan of China, whom they are calling a trustworthy friend. And the Taliban is relying on Beijing's investment and support to rebuild the war-torn country while promising to protect Chinese interests there. Speaking of Afghanistan, Germany is going to take in 70,000 Afghan refugees. But the EU on a whole is kind of split on taking Afghan refugees, and it's kind of easy to understand when you look at how much they've suffered with the previous migrant surges that have poured into their countries and just caused all kinds of problems here. Interestingly enough, Joe Biden is sending Cuban refugees back to Cuba. Something like 90 of them got arrested this last week and were promptly sent back to Cuba. But unvetted soldier-age men from Afghanistan are being allowed into the country. They're rolling out the red carpet for them. And the same Biden administration that hates Trump's southern border wall is going to help build a new border wall in Tajikistan and Afghanistan along their border to respond to security threats. Meanwhile, illegal aliens continue to flood into the United States across our wide open southern border in record numbers. And Republicans are outraged that Biden is going to help bolster Tajikistan's border security while the U.S.-Mexico border looks like a piece of rusty Swiss cheese. Okay, here's a little alarming story. There was a Freedom of Information Act request, and it reveals that the Biden administration has lost track of one out of every three unaccompanied migrant children released into the United States, raising the possibility they have fallen into the hands of child traffickers, which apparently has become big business for some sick region here. And with all the bad stuff going on in the present day here, economy, immigration, Afghanistan, down in Virginia, their Supreme Court has ruled that the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond can be brought down. You know, don't want to talk about what's going on now, so we're going to make a big deal about 150-year-old statues. And in Georgia, the Republican Attorney General has indicted a prosecutor. Former Glynn County head prosecutor Jackie Johnson is being charged with obstruction and hindering a law enforcement officer. This is punishable by up to 5 years. And she was charged with this for recusing herself from the Ahmaud Arbery case and failing to treat Ahmaud Arbery and his family fairly and with dignity. And you need to understand that this case was fanned up in the media as another white-on-black race-based killing. But the reality is Ahmaud Arbery had a long, long criminal record, which the judge has banned from being brought up in the trial of his killers. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show here. And do you remember that California high school Antifa teacher who wanted to make mini revolutionaries in 180 days got caught on a Project Veritas video, and the The parents were just very upset. The school board issued a statement saying they hadn't seen the video. They would look into it. There was a school board meeting where the furious parents showed up, and it was announced that this teacher has been placed on paid leave. I think he should have been fired. Okay, but they've got him on paid leave, I mean, our schools are not about education anymore. They're about indoctrination. Anyway, interestingly enough, hang on a second. Let me help my wife get this chair in here. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Let me pull you in a little bit more. All right. Here we go. There we are. Well, you're not on the camera quite yet. Let me just do this. Yeah, live radio and live TV. What can I tell you? Anyway, there's an interesting little article, and this is coming out of Russia Today, basically acknowledging that the complications from gender reassignment surgery are pretty bad. But in today's transgender activist world, nobody's allowed to talk about that at all. So it's terrible about that. I mean, you know, we're being told, you know, parents have no right to stop their children from having transgender surgery. Well, then let's just take it a little bit further and say parents have no right to tell their children they can't smoke, they can't drink, and they can't do drugs. Meanwhile, 20 states are pushing back against Biden's secret executive order corrupting Title IX with gender identity talk. Now, Apple has come under fire for this proposed idea that they would scan our iPhones. They're already scanning all the data that's on the cloud. Okay, just accept that. But they wanted to actually go into your iPhones and scan it supposedly for child porn. Of course, once they're inside the phone scanning, they can scan for anything the government tells them to scan for, whether it's child porn or doubts about the vaccines or questions about the honesty of the election. Well, Apple has basically had second thoughts because of the backlash. They have announced they're delaying the rollout of this plan to scan iPhones. I don't think a delay is enough. I think they ought to just cancel it outright. Okay, we got a caller waiting on the line. Let's take Michael in Arizona. We're almost at the top of the show, Mike, so make it quick.
Okay, yeah, I was just I stumbled across these search terms. I want all your Rivera Rangers to search out this stuff. I found human studies going back to 1987 of immunocontraception and immunocastration, which would be the boy term. All mammals.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, stay right there.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to come right back to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.